Hey guys, welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast. My name is Jimmy Stearns, and I'm the creative director for Manuel Suarez here at AGM Marketing in Largo, Florida. Today's live workshop has the one and only Coach Jorge and our senior account manager, Dan Avila. This episode is part one of three, and it's taken from our live workshops. We have a live workshop bi-weekly every other Tuesday at 6:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It goes live on both YouTube and Facebook, but you can also come here locally if you're here. Or fly on out, come and see us in the beautiful area of Clearwater Beach, Florida. You can be a part of the atmosphere, take part in what we're doing here. You can ask questions, you can hang out with the team members, and a lot of times Manuel himself will be here so you can actually speak to him and ask him anything you like, brainstorm about your business. So in this live workshop, the coach and Dan both go over marketing strategies and how, doesn't matter what type of business that you have, how you can actually grow your business based on these strategies that you can implement. So let's go ahead and take a look. Let's start with part one. Let's check it out. Welcome to another AGM Ninja workshop. We call these money making workshops. Today we're going to be talking about making marketing practical. So there's a lot that can go into a marketing strategy, but we're going to try to, you know, just go through the basics and give you guys some information that you can build out your own strategy, because as we've seen it many, many times, without a strategy and without like a plan, we just end up failing. Right. And so if you don't have a plan, or how does the saying go? You fail to plan to fail, or however that saying goes. I think that's it. So today I'm going to be doing the workshop with, I'm going to introduce you to Dan Avila. He's our senior account manager. He has 25 years in the marketing game. We call him Grandpa Marketer now. 25 years in this world is definitely a long time. Things change so much. So he has experienced everything from Google Ads, Google Analytics, Facebook Ads, TikTok Ads, all kinds of different platforms he's helped me with. And he also helps me create the strategies for all of the agency accounts. So he has a lot that he's going to share with you guys today. He also is the one that is mostly responsible when I need one of our stores, e-commerce stores, to get scaled. So you have something going on already. You have some working. Well, how do we take that to the next level? He can share that strategy with you guys as well. He's even bought and sold his own Shopify store. So he has a lot of expansive experience, not just from sitting here where you are, sir, but also from even before AGM in the marketing world. So help me welcome Dan Avila.
All right. Thank you guys all for coming tonight. A lot of what my experience is in, I've been doing this for so long. I was doing marketing when it was just classified ads in newspapers. I was doing ads, advertising in Facebook before there was even a billing platform. You'd have to just send them an invoice and what you want. And there was no digital things. So a lot of my experience comes from the way things are bought and sold and the way people make decisions on buying, which has been the same whether it's a TikTok or whether it was the case way back when there was just billboards. People make buying decisions and people run businesses about the same way. Just because the technology has changed doesn't mean people have changed, and doesn't mean that the implementation of a strategy is really all that different. And so for today, one of the things we wanted to do is do something a little bit different than what a normal event would be. We're going to go over each individual business where we can and lay out how we at AGM would do a strategy for you. And so we're going to go over what makes up a strategy. Why do you need one? So one of the things is, Jorge just went over who we are. At AGM, that's our mission and our mandate. Businesses hire us to create a strategy, to lay out a plan for you as to, like, you want to accomplish a goal. What do you have to work with and how do you get there? So with what Manuel has led the agency on was this implementation of a strategy and having a strategy, actually knowing enough about your business to create one. And then we come in and we lay it out the right way, show you where you're missing things, show you what your correct sales process should be. And then my specific mandate is to implement that strategy. My goal at AGM is I'm responsible for all the accounts. So when an account comes in, it's my responsibility to help implement the strategy and to make sure that the client understands what it is. So when you talk about a strategy, there's no one more versed at how to communicate it to you than me, because it's my job all day to talk to each individual person and explain to you what the strategy is, how do you apply it to your business, and what it's going to result in if we do it right. because just because you have a strategy doesn't mean it's going to work towards where you want it to go. The reality about a strategy is as you implement, you get data back and things change. And so we have to be able to work with that. So one of the things we want to talk about is what is a marketing strategy, right? And a lot of people think of a marketing strategy as sort of a list of things you have to do. And that's really not what a marketing strategy is. A marketing strategy is essentially your goals, right? How your set of things that you want to accomplish, the pieces you have to work with, and the overall map of how you get there. It isn't the turn-by-turn directions. As I said, as you drive down the road of implementing a strategy, you get data back and things change. So the strategy's job is to keep you on the right path.
Yeah, I was going to say one thing about that. It was one of the things that we do is we take the inventory, like Dan's saying, of all of the assets that you have. That should be kind of like your first thing. It's like, okay, what social media platforms do you already have? Do you have a customer list? Do you have a website? Do you have, you know, maybe, you know, reviews? Everything like that should just be like put out on a piece of paper or something where you can see it. And then the puzzle creation, you know, starts after that. That's kind of how we look at it. It's like, how do we fit all these pieces together, right?
Exactly. It's a lot like Legos. And when the reason that a strategy is necessary is when you own a business, here's what happens. You start working on it and you have one person doing this and you end up doing a bunch of random actions. And what ends up happening is one person's doing project A, one person's doing project B, and none of them are towards your overall goal. Having the strategy will put your business on a path of, all right, I want to get from point A to point B, and everyone's doing a work towards that goal.
So it's not just busy work.
That's correct. Yeah. And it's not just random actions, right? You don't have someone working on a TikTok account if your goal is to get video views on YouTube, because your strategy dictates, all right, my goal is to get this. Don't do anything outside of that. So the strategy's job is to keep the whole business in line. Your VAs, your staff, your people at your fulfillment center. The whole marketing strategy's job is to keep the business towards the path of whatever you want your goal to be. So, and when you look at a marketing strategy, it isn't the day-by-day instructions on how to do something. It's what should be done. Should you be running this ad? Should you be running, not how you run them or how, what buttons to click in Facebook. A lot of people look at marketing strategy and think, I'm going to be given a set of instructions on how to use Facebook or what ads to run or what who to reach out to for influencers. Those are important pieces, but they're not the important overall goals for a strategy. Because what you might find is as you run ads, things change, right? You might say, oh, I'm going to run influencer ads, and then the influencer ads don't work. Well, if that's all you ever relied on, then you're going to run into a situation where you're left with nothing. But if your overall goal is towards a specific goal, then the individual pieces can be moved around as the data you get from running the ads and implementing the strategy comes to be, because every business is different, every customer base is different. But the overall strategy is a very common thing that you can apply across businesses. That's what I'm going to show you today. I'm going to show you how it doesn't matter what you're running, a lawn business, someone's running a salon, someone's running a e-commerce business or an influencer. The overall strategy is not that different depending on the business because, and I'm going to show you that, there's a goal that you're trying to reach and different pieces that you can put in to get there.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt the podcast there, but I want to introduce you to Jorge Rodriguez. He is our CMO, Chief Marketing Officer. And Jorge, I wanted to introduce you to these guys because I wanted to have you give them a rundown on how we help businesses grow, man.
Awesome. Excellent. Yeah, we could definitely help any business out there grow. We've worked with businesses that focus on lead generation. Maybe you have a service locally in your city or area that you want more leads so that you can grow your business. So we can help you with that using social media. We can help you after generating the lead, set up a system with automation and with adding that human touch to it.
That's right.
To follow up on the lead until you can, you know, close the lead so you can scale your business. We also focus heavily on e-commerce. We're very, very well versed on Amazon, Shopify. And so if you have something going on already, but you're ready to scale that, we have the systems in place, we have the experience, and we've been able to help many businesses scale even from zero up to seven figures.
Yeah, and we also have case studies on our website where you can see the actual facts of how we've helped a lot of businesses grow. And for our entrepreneurs out there, our business owners, everybody involved that's listening to this podcast, I would like them to be able to reach out to us to see if we're a good fit. Can you tell them where they can go?
Yeah, definitely. You guys should head over to freeninjamarketing.com. Just head on to the website. There's going to be a calendar. Just choose the best time and date that works for you. Just give us about 15, 20 minutes, you know, something like that, so we can review what you have going on and how we can help you.
Thanks, guys, again, for tuning in, and let's get back to the podcast.
All right.
And I was going to just add, usually we break it up into three categories when we're building out the strategy. Are you trying to get more leads? Are you trying to get more followers? Is it just like a branding thing? Mm-hmm. Or are you trying to get more revenue? So like conversions on a Shopify store or Amazon maybe or something like that. You're trying to convert revenue right there on the website. Usually it doesn't include somebody talking to anybody or anything like that. Or is it leads where it's like you got to talk to somebody and you got to show up to their house and deliver the service or something like that. So exactly. That's how we break it up.
Exactly. And what you'll find is that, you have a question?
Yeah, just a side question real quick.
Yeah.
For you guys at AGM, for me, I'm in credit card processing. It takes, let's say, an average between 5 to 10 contacts for me to be able to sign somebody up for my services.
Yep.
So what is it for you guys?
Let me just repeat it because I don't think they were hearing on the streaming. So he's asking in his line of work, it takes up to 10 contacts, like meaning touches or how many times you have to talk to the customer before they convert. That's actually pretty normal. Manuel always talks about at least 7, but the latest data actually that when I was doing some research for another workshop, it could take up to 500 touches before anybody. Yeah.
And we're going to go over that in the strategy.
Like, think about it. If you've ever bought a course or anything above $500, just think about that online. Yeah. How long were you following that person or how long, you know, were you watching their videos and those touches before you made the decision? A lot of times it's about a year. So how many times, you know, you were contacted throughout that year? In your specific case, he was saying that he does
credit card processing.
So it's very much like talking to the customer on the phone. And it's a more of a traditional sales cycle than just online sales cycle where they don't talk to anybody. So 10 seems actually pretty good, pretty normal.
And what we'll do is when we get to that stage, we'll map out on the whiteboard what one of the things, how you would go about creating a strategy. And as I said, it doesn't matter what your business is. Why? Because your goal is to generate revenue or leads or visibility. And getting people's attention isn't all that different depending on what your business is. And I'm going to show you that no matter what your business is, the different Lego pieces don't really matter. It's the overall strategy that's implemented that is modular because as you implement the strategy, things will change as you do it. So why is it needed? A strategy is needed because when you're in a business, you're often working on the business and you're too close to it. And a lot of times what ends up happening, you end up doing this action or that action. A lot of times a lot of busy work and you're not a lot of those actions are not working towards a common goal. You'll find that you could be working on project A that you think is super important, but it's not leading you towards what your overall goal is. And you'll find people working on stuff that has nothing to do with their overall vision of getting leads. They're working on their profile or they're working on something that is something that's not even related to their business. They don't even have an email marketing sequence in place for a follow-up, and they're worried about things that are unrelated. Well, the strategy's job is to keep all that in line, show you what you should be focused on so that as we move forward, you have something to implement. Also, when you have teams, having a strategy keeps all your people connected. If you have VAs, if you have employees, if you have people who you hire out for work, if they know what your plan is, it's more likely that they're going to help you achieve it. They're going to be on the same goals as you are. What you don't want is people to be in your business who aren't serving your needs and not serving the goals of the business. You end up wasting time. You end up wasting money and resources because those people are taking time out of your day to manage or taking time, resources out of the business, working on stuff that isn't going to help you accomplish your goal. And you'll find that in a lot of businesses. We have a client at AGM, a lot of times, one of the first things we have to do is all this damage control. We are entrusted to fix a business that has a ton of holes. And the business owner has no idea what the holes are. Why? They're too close to it. What we do is we take all the pieces and we build a strategy for that. Identify all the weaknesses. What are the competitors doing? And I'm going to show you some of that. But the strategy's goal is once that process is done, everyone's moving in the same direction and you don't have a lot of random actions wasting your business's money. So when we're talking about what is the result of the application of a strategy, I wanted to give you guys some examples. So on the board, you'll see two different accounts, new brand new accounts, didn't have anything going on. So they hire AGM and we're like, well, we need to implement a strategy. So the first slide is an e-commerce store who has struggled in this $30,000 a month for a long, long time. They couldn't get out of it. And they hired AGM, we did a strategy. We found holes in their retargeting and holes in their follow-up process. They couldn't get beyond that. So they ended up spending more money for new customers and never selling money to the ones they already had. So we fixed that process and now we've doubled their sales in a matter of a year. And so that's one of the things you'll find with the strategy. When we look at the pieces that are missing and we fix them, it's more likely you're going to accomplish the goal. The slide on the right is a brand new store, a store that was built right before the holidays last year. They had nothing. And so we were able to go from zero to $10,000 a month in sales on someone who wasn't spending all that much money in a few months. Now you might think to yourself, well, $10,000 a month in sales isn't all that much. Well, what if you're the only person, you're running a little craft store and you're paying AGM $2,000 a month to grow it and you're getting $10,000 a month back for the $2,000 you're spending? It's a pretty good deal. Yeah. So just because you don't have a big business like the Natural Slim that's doing $100 million doesn't mean you don't need strategy. You need strategy no matter what your business is. Why? Because your time is valuable, your resources are valuable, and you're putting time and effort into the business and you don't want to waste it. So having the strategy will accomplish your goal no matter how big or small it is. And I'm going to show you that.
And also I was going to point out, if you notice here, the dip that came in at the end of the year. So we had to go back to the strategy, just find out, you know, what holes we had that weren't working anymore and just kind of fix those things. And you could see then it started trending up after that. So it is a continual thing. It's not going to be a one-time set it and forget it. Okay, we have a strategy. We're going to get to the moon now. You know, it's definitely, you got to stay close to it. Every month, for example, with our accounts, we revisit the strategy and we make updates as needed, because one, your business can change, or two, these platforms change all the time. Facebook, Google, all these things, they change all the time. You had a question? Here, let me give you the mic. One second.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Test.
Yeah.
So you said the slide on the left is a business that was doing $30,000 a month before you guys got with them?
Yeah, and they were just stuck in this $30,000 a month. They couldn't scale beyond it. Okay. And one of the problems is they didn't have a process for reselling to their customers. Everything they were doing was new customer acquisition. The problem with doing that process is you get more money out of the people who've already paid you than going after the shiny fish.
Right, and then they weren't doing anything to retain their existing customers.
That's correct. They weren't doing any email marketing. They weren't doing any text messaging. They didn't even have a pixel in their store to retarget their people. So it's all buy my thing. Right. And so therefore they couldn't hold anything. And so therefore they couldn't scale their store.
All right, guys, that's it. That's the end of the episode. Go ahead and leave us a review down below. Let us know how we're doing and share it with everybody out there so we can help more people grow their business. And if you would like our team to go above and beyond for you and your brand, all you have to do is go to agmninjas.com today.